Will the Senate please come to order? Will members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 17 members present. Senator Stedman is excused.
Senator Dyson? Thank you. And will members please stand for the invocation by Chaplain Tom Matthews of the Douglas Island Bible Church.
Recognizing the unique challenge of praying for a group of various religious beliefs, I do thank you for that opportunity today and ask you to join me. Dear Lord, thank you for the honor that you've given me today to lift a prayer for all the Alaska state senators gathered to do the business of this great state. I want to thank you for each one here today, men and women who have been counted worthy by their constituents to represent them. They have a lot of responsibility and trust that has been placed on them. No doubt at times there are temptations that come along that would sway them from the right path. Recognizing that, I pray that they would be men and women of integrity. Help them to be stalwart in their commitment to serving with honor and justice. I also pray that they would be given wisdom even beyond themselves to properly assess and evaluate any legislation that is put before them. Thank you for this awesome state that we live in. Truly a land of beauty that the rest of the U.S. can only appreciate from afar. As decisions are made that affect our economy, our resources, our moral issues, things that touch the personal lives of each Alaskan, I ask that you would guide these senators clearly in the right paths to take. I lift this prayer in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Chaplain Matthews. Senator Ellis, would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 11th through 13th legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Hoffman.
Good morning, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Yeah. Without objection, so ordered. Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senator Olson be excused from the call of the Senate today.
Without objection, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Yes, Senator Stevens.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I'm very pleased to have several adults and students here with the close-up work that we know so much about what's happening in that program. And I'll begin with Mike Peterson. Mike is standing there. Mike is the Executive Director of Project GRAD at Kenai Peninsula and Homer. And they work with seven schools providing post-secondary access, academic support, enrichment, and believe me, much, much more. I'll go on and introduce the other students, actually adults who are with him with close-up. Tania Romanoff is a senior at Nanwalek. Tania, thank you for being here. Natasha Ukach is a close-up student, also in eighth grade, and she's from Nanwalek as well, a beautiful little village in the south end of the Kenai Peninsula, and she's very interested in becoming a lawyer, so we want to encourage her in doing that. We have lots of lawyers in this room. Also, Serenity Standifer. Serenity is back there. She's also here with Close Up and from Tyonek interested interested in my life is going camping and fishing, she says. And also Rebecca Standifer and from Juneau, here in Juneau, and I'm from Tyonek. She's an Athabascan and really likes moose jerky, she says, as we all do. I'm also 12 years old and I'm in the sixth grade. She's vice president of her school, and her favorite sport is basketball. Regal Salas is in the eighth grade at Dabungia School, close up as well, and loves sports, mainly basketball and volleyball. Terrence Sweeney is with us. There's Terrence. Terrence is in the eighth grade at Anwalek and likes skateboarding. Jerome Salas is here in the eighth grade and also with a close-up from Tyonic. He goes to Tabunga School and loves to play basketball. Uriah Huntsman is in close-up from the sixth grade in Anwalek and likes to play guitar. And also Monique Cook in the sixth grade goes to Port Graham School and from Port Graham and likes to draw and play basketball. Trinity Standifer is here with us. She's goes to Tabunga School and in the eighth grade wants also to be a lawyer and says she likes listening to Justin Bieber songs. Sarah from UCASH Jr. from Nanwalek is with us as well. Bonnie Pierce, originally from Selenian Territory, I believe that's what it says over there. Bonnie, thank you for being here. She works with four Native schools in the Project ORAD and lives now in Sterling. And pleased to have her here. And finally, Tashana Constantine from Tyonic in the ninth grade and goes to Tabunga School. And what she likes to do is help people. Please welcome all of them to the Senate.
Other guests for recognition? Yes, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, from your neck of the woods, introducing for you, I think in the Ziegler Gallery, we have Carl Lund. If Carl, would you stand? He's a close-up advisor from the, was it Tundley Bridge Charter from Wasilla? I'm sorry. Also with retired teachers. So if you'd welcome him, please.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. From my own school, and I'm thinking they're glad to be here because it was 55 below reported by my wife this morning on the way to work. So they're down here from the North Pole Middle School, and I will. And we have one high school student and their counselor. So as I read their name and give just a little brief about them, if they would stand. So we have Emily Breving is an eighth grader, loves to read, play basketball, loves to train dogs and to cook, traveled her whole life, loves making friends and helping in the dog shelter with friends. So Kaylee Bruninger is a seventh grader who loves music, plays violin and guitar, likes to read and adventure books and mystery books, likes judicial court system and wants to learn more about it. So, and Maureen Dodson is a seventh grader, likes basketball, subject in math, interesting, tough for me, very excited to learn more about government, so I'm looking forward to having that visit with them. Kaylee Falks is a seventh grader who plays violin. She's a wrestler in North Pole Middle team and is a team captain, also plays soccer, very athletic. Matthew Hansen is a seventh grader and likes to play baseball, I'm sorry, and hockey. Loves to travel, likes being here in Juneau, and has a twin sister and an older brother. Has two big, gigantic dogs. Micaiah Jackson is an eighth grader. She likes to sing and have fun with her friends. Her favorite subject is math. Alexander Johnston Carnes is a seventh grader, and she enjoys grooming and riding horses, and ice skating, painting, and singing. The choir is almost represented here. So Jay Kim is also a seventh grader with a positive attitude, wants to learn about government, and is looking forward to the discussions here in Juneau. Taylor Kaiser is a seventh grader, and she likes to read and plays a violin, plays soccer, likes the Warrior Cats series and reading. Very good violinist playing in the school orchestra. Dawson Verley is a seventh grader, and he spends much of his time doing schoolwork, evidently. He doesn't find himself too occupied otherwise. Enjoying also donating time in the youth court, so an up-and-comer, no doubt. From the high school, we have Kelsey Knorr, as a junior in high school right now. He's involved in extracurricular activities like the student council and the swim team, symphonic and jazz bands. Is also a parliamentarian in the Alaska Associated Student Government, so very well versed. With them is Ms. Barbara Knorr. She's the music teacher at North Pole High School, has been working with kids for years in the close-up program, the Junior CROSET program since 2002, and I have her daughter actually as one of the interns in my office. She Alaska Teacher of the Year 2011 and 12. Would you please welcome these folks to a warmer place from North Pole?
Appears to be the future of our state. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two people I want to recognize. One is for a favor from our senator from District R. In the Grow Gallery, Mr. Seraphim Yukatish. You've heard that name from several young people that are here today, and he is a chaperone with Close Up from Nanwalek and very much enjoys supporting our youth. So please welcome Mr. Yukatish. And then over here in the Ziegler Gallery, we have Jennifer Smith, who's also with Close Up. Hello, Jennifer. She's in the 12th grade. She's from the Nilchik School. She enjoys playing volleyball, and she's very interested in becoming a speech therapist. Please join me in welcoming Jennifer.
Yeah, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. It gives me great pleasure to introduce a close-up student as well from the Lake and Peninsula School District, living in Chignik Lake. She's a sophomore. Her volleyball team was district champion. Please give a warm welcome to Jewel Shanigan.
Senator Dunleavy.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Ziegler Gallery, we have a young lady from charter school, homeschool, called Twinley Bridge. Her name is Tia Cheraparanoff. She likes four-wheeling. She's in 10th grade, and she and I both share a passion for horses. And I just found out that she's doesn't live too far from me. So let's give a warm welcome to Tia. And just one more note, Mr. Lund, could you stand up one more time, please? I worked with Mr. Lund for a couple years at the correspondence program in the Mat-Su, and Mr. Lund has been a teacher for 43 years. And he recently retired, and he came back to help with Twinley Bridge School. So again, I'd like to just give warm applause to Mr. Lund.
Thank you.
Yes, Senator Geisel.
Both in the Grow Gallery. First, Bonnie Pierce. She was mentioned earlier, but she lives in my district. Bonnie, if you would stand up. She's here with the Project Grad and the Alaska Close-Up Program. She's lived in Alaska since 2007 and lives on a 20-acre farm in my district in Sterling. She has three children and four grandchildren, with four more grandchildren on the way. Wow. She spent 27 years working in California on their social services program, but now she's here doing liaison work with Tyonek, Ninilchik, Nanwalek, and Port Graham tribal communities. She has a tribal name, Niwa, which means tribal mom. She now works with the youth in the Project Grad, which means graduation really achieves dreams. It aims to decrease high school dropout rates and increase graduation rates by emphasizing to Native students the relevancy of academic education in their tribal world. Please join me in welcoming Bonnie Pierce. And secondly, Mr. President, I would like to introduce Heather Fison, if Heather would stand up. Heather is a new staff person working in my office. She is actually from District J. She graduated with honors from Diamond High School, and she and I share a common life experience. She also was a Senate intern in the D.C. offices of the late Senator Ted Stevens. She received her bachelor's degree in science of psychology in Missouri. She also spent several years overseas in Spain, Macedonia, and Kosovo, working with the Alliance for Higher Education. She has extensive skills in communication and logistics, and we're delighted to have her cheerful, energetic presence in my office. Another interesting note, you know, Mr. President, I often say that our beautiful state is really a small town on a large lot. When I first met Heather, I asked her if she had an aunt named Debbie, whom I went to high school with at Lathrop High School in Fairbanks, and sure enough, it is her niece. Please join me in welcoming Heather Fison.
Senator Egan.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my honor to once again introduce one of the folks that helped the close-up members in our community, and that's Chris Neamey. Close-up instructor Chris is from Douglas, where it's really blowing right now, matter of fact. Chris retired from the Department of Education. She enjoys continuing to work with students, however, and teachers in general. Introduce folks from the senator from District T's district. He's excused today, but I'm more than honored to introduce these folks, and I apologize if I butcher your name. Number one, we have one of the teachers that involved in close-up. It's Calvin Aldrich from Shaktulik. Calvin in the Ziegler Gallery. Also, we have Alyssa Strachan. She's a freshman from Koyuk. Her school motto is the Malamutes. She's an Alaska close-up, and her favorite color is purple. Welcome. And two more, Mr. President, from the senator from District 2. Jesse Pinipchuk, I hope, from Shaktulik. She's currently in 11th grade. She's with Close Up, and she loves to play basketball. And the last, Mr. President, well, you write as bad as I do. Ivanov. Can an Ivanov stand? I apologize. He's in 10th grade. He's from Unalakleet Schools, and his grandmother Marie campaigned for senator from District T. We welcome all the close-up students. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
And if we could have Mr. Ivanov stand up and pronounce his first name so that all your friends can know what your first name is. Ian? Yep. McCann, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Other guests to be recognized and introduced? Seeing none, messages from the governor?
I have no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House today.
Communications.
The following reports are on file. Proposed regulations from the Department of Education and Early Development related to school accreditation from Mark Hanley, Commissioner, in accordance with AS 14070206. Report of the 2013 Alaska Minerals Commission from Crystal Koneman, Special Assistant, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, in accordance with AS 4433431D. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of standing committees?
I have no standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 7 by Senators Willikowski, Ellis, urging the United States Congress and the President of the United States to work to amend the Constitution of the United States to prohibit corporations, unions, and individuals from making unlimited independent expenditures supporting or opposing candidates for public office.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, and Finance.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 39 by Senator Meyer, enact changing the terms mental retardation and mentally retarded and making conforming changes in Alaska statutes.
We refer to Hess.
Senate Bill Number 40 by Senator Ellis, enact making special appropriations for new engineering buildings for the University of Alaska in Anchorage and Fairbanks and providing for an effective date.
Education and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations honoring Herb Diedrichson, honoring Cameron Leonard. In memoriam, Isabella Brady.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I was waiting for unfinished business, sorry. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered. Unfinished business. Ms. Senator Ellis.
Good morning, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 6, funding for school meals.
And Senator Ellis will be shown as a sponsor. Senator McGuire.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. President. Under unfinished business, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the notice requirements under Rule 23A be waived for purposes of noticing an organizational meeting of the Rules Committee.
Yeah. Without objection, so ordered. Thank you, Senator McGuire.
And thank you. And Mr. President, just to say that the Rules Committee meeting will be held immediately following today's floor session in the Belts Room.
Thank you. In the Belts Room. Thank you, Senator McGuire. Senator Gardner.
Consent that I be allowed to sign as a co-sponsor for Senate Joint Resolution Number 5, and that's a state revenue share for OCS development, and also that I be allowed to co-sponsor Senate Joint Resolution Number 7, urging United States Congress to prohibit corporations, unions, and individuals from making independent expenditures. Constitutional amendment.
Thank you, and you'll be shown as a co-sponsor. Other unfinished business? Seeing none, announcements, corrections, special orders? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be granted the special privilege of the floor to discuss growing our own Alaska workforce.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's really no secret to any of us that Alaska faces a shortage of qualified engineers. And more than most states, our economy requires a steady stream of highly skilled engineering professionals with specialized training in Arctic engineering to advance our resource development, energy, and the major infrastructure projects we've been discussing for several years now. The Department of Labor's current projections through 2018 indicate that there will be an average of 50 new engineering jobs available each year here in the state. That's in addition to the 70 openings created by the grain of our workforce and annual turnover. That's a total of 120 well-paying family wage jobs every year that should be filled by Alaskans. I hope we can all agree on that fact. And instead of outsiders filling these jobs, people who are costly to recruit, costly to retain, if a spouse doesn't like Alaska after their couple of years commitment, they're out of here. And then the recruitment, expensive recruiting process by those companies has to start all over again. Over the years, the existing engineering facilities at UAF and UAA, and some of you have taken the tour, and I hope more of you will. The last time I took the tour, a student grabbed me by the arm and said, "You're one of those legislator guys, right?" I said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "Can you see how crowded we are? Can you see we don't have the labs? Can you see that our classroom is just completely out of date for modern engineering standards?" Over the years, those existing facilities have become cramped, out of date, and now lack the special purpose lab space required for modern engineering instruction. I believe that we are eventually going to be in danger of losing accreditation if we don't do something significant in the very near term. As many of you know, during the 27th Alaska Legislature, we worked together. I was very proud of us working together as we did to secure significant but just partial funding for the construction of much-needed engineering facilities at both UAA and UAF. We're in this project together. This effort to invest in Alaska-grown engineers enjoyed very enthusiastic support from a broad coalition of Alaska's engineering professional organizations and businesses. Many of you heard from former Lieutenant Governor Lauren Lehman about this, and other folks, constituents of yours and folks involved in these organizations. From businesses from construction to resource development companies, small, medium, and large. The industry advisory boards for both UAA and UAF have urged the legislature to address growing enrollment in and inadequate facilities, and they've proven to me that there is adequate demand at both campuses for these expansions. And it is the Regents' number one new construction priority for academic programs. And we'll be hearing more about that from the Regents as the weeks go on. I believe it is vital that we work together to secure the complete funding for the engineering facilities at these two campuses this year. Please review the legislation that was read across today. I would respectfully urge that. I invite folks to sign on as co-sponsors. We had great bipartisan, near unanimous support last year. When the need is so great and we have money in the bank, we should not leave these two vital facilities half complete. That would be very short-sighted. I believe we should send a strong signal to the private sector that we are serious about growing our own Alaskan engineers and investing in opportunities for our best and brightest young people to live and work right here in Alaska. We would be remiss if we missed this opportunity this year to work together and complete the job. Mr. President, thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to highlight something that brings Republicans and Democrats together. That's higher education and engineering for the future of Alaska. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And other special orders? Seeing none. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 30th.
Without objection, so ordered.